This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, I'm Scott Hennon. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. First-time callers, go to the front of the line today on the program. We love hearing from first-time callers because you become regular callers. You'll contribute to this conversation on the Northern Plains with so much wisdom, so much common sense, so much tenacity. Love these conversations on the program. Favorite thing I do is talk to you. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. I have two kind of things I just want to get off my mind, actually. And then we'll get to what's on your mind. Really quickly here on the program. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, has his smartphone, his device right there in his hand, waiting for your text at 701-226-8503. Don't make a liar out of me, Todd. You have it right there, don't you? Right there, all right. See? Exactly. Front and center.
I forget it at home or something. That happens. Right. So, blue moon. But
happened to me the other day. I got all the way to the office. I'm like, where's my phone? That's back.
Did you feel sort of naked?
Yeah. I almost thought, you know what? Maybe I'll just do without it for the rest of the day. I
think good
I'd
luck
run,
with that.
Run home to let the dogs
yes,
out.
I was going to say, I'd start going crazy. I'd start going absolutely nuts if I don't have that.
I would reach for it 20 times, but, you know, just don't.
You didn't know any better. Scott would remind you of a 14-year-old girl with his phone. Always on his phone. But you get so many texts. I've never seen anybody get as many texts as you do.
Well, I give out my text number on the most listened to radio program on
That's
the Northern Plains.
Right.
Yeah. And I love it. I don't mind at all. No? Great wisdom. And it doesn't just come in during the show. So two quick things I wanted to get out of the way. One, and again, not necessarily get out of the way. I'm not diminishing them, but they're on my mind. Fred Cox. I love Fred Cox. I've loved no kicker ever. Fred Cox got it done for the Vikes how many times? Leading scorer, all-time scorer for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yep, the man.
Was he not the best? What's weird is I remember when I was little, he seemed old.
Yeah.
And now he's just turning 80 now.
Head down, drive through the ball, put it straight up. No soccer style for Freddie. You know what I didn't know? He was part of the team, or he like invented the Nerf ball, the Nerf football.
He did?
Yeah. Yeah, he's credited with it.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He's got to give him some bucks for that, huh? So, 80 years old, all-time leading scorer, Vikings kicker Fred Cox, dead yesterday at the age of 80. We remember his memory and all those good times. Because we've had our fair share of doozies, I'll tell you, as kickers.
Can't even go there.
No, exactly. The other thing I wanted to say is that I've talked about this before, but I have this thing that a fellow by the name of Father Larry Richards planted in me a number of years ago at a talk at our church, and that was no Bible, no bed, no Bible, no breakfast. Meaning, you know, just twice a day, doesn't have to be for an hour, as much time as you have, grab a piece of the Bible, all right? And so I've adopted that and try very hard to do that. And I'm reading Job right now. Job's really interesting. Because Job had some bad stuff happen to him, but Job never gave up on God. It's pretty cool. So if you're going through tough times, read Job and then say, I guess I don't have it so tough, okay? But anyway, I'm reading this, the following, and I want you two to guess what you think instantly popped into my head after reading this. And I think I might have some kind of a disease. I don't know. I might need a head check after this, okay? So here is Job 16. It's short, just a couple sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Then Job answered and said, I have heard this sort of thing many times. Troublesome comforters, all of you. Exclamation point. You got to love it when the exclamation point's in the Bible, right? I mean, it's throw it on.
Right.
Okay. Is there no end to windy words? What sickness makes you rattle on? Now, I'm in the good book there. I should be far removed from anything of the, you know, the TikTok of daily life. But what do you think I instantly thought of when I heard, is there no end to your windy words? What sickness makes you rattle on? I've heard this sort of thing many times. Who do you think came to mind?
Are his initials AS?
Yes, they are! Todd, do you any guesses? Who was it? I don't know. It's the eyes, I think. They're freaking me out. The eyes are freaking me out. I can't look at them. I got to look away. You know?
Got the Marty Feldman eyes.
You saw the trending shirt that the Trump folks are selling now.
I did not, no.
Bull Schiff.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
I like it.
I believe some...
I've heard that expression someplace.
Somebody on this program has pulled that little trick on us before as well. Yeah, exactly right.
It went viral. You heard it here first, folks.
Yes, now it's in a T-shirt. You can't even make that up. So on the program today, we have a lot of time to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. This was a fun week because I really appreciated the wisdom of the audience in, you know, pivoting from the noise that, you know, you can't help but hear over and over and over again. And we do our part to say, you know, listen to this and listen to that and play some clips. But we know what this is. This is a complete charade. And I don't doubt this charade was designed specifically to get in front of the FISA investigation that's going to come next, because we have the Inspector General Horowitz in this much-anticipated report on FISA abuse coming out December 9th. There were reports yesterday that there will be criminal charges against someone from changing a FISA application, okay? Now, again, the FISA court, folks, is designed, it's a secret court, but it's designed to give law enforcement a quick, fast-track angle taking on bad actors across the, you know, across the globe. Anyway, when they're trying to, it's foreign intelligence. We're getting into, you know, the surveillance necessary to take out. Okay, what is ISIS planning next? What's happening here? Right. This is the court you use. Well, this court was misused as a political weapon against Donald Trump by the deep state before he was even president, and that's all going to come out in this report. Once it does, the Democrats and their game, defenders of the deep state, are going to be exposed. So, you know, that's what's coming. But I don't know that you and I can affect anything related to that. We can watch it happen. We can be frustrated by it. We can be glad the truth is getting out, whatever. But you can't really, not much you can do. It's just happening to us as a country right now. So what can we do? And that's what was fun about this week, because we spent a fair amount of time on the program talking about a trade agreement, the USMCA, that will significantly help farmers and ranchers here, manufacturers here, anybody that has a product that has a potential market in two of our biggest trading partners in Canada and Mexico. And guess what? Nancy Pelosi is holding it hostage. Now, isn't it interesting that this whole charade is about Donald Trump holding up aid? How is it different? Well, for one, American citizens would benefit from the aid that Nancy Pelosi is holding up, from the aid that President Trump supposedly held up, although it was released before the deadline of the end of the fiscal year or whatever. I mean, that's the deadline. It's got to get to them by the time the money expires, and it was, and it did. But if it was held up, it was held up in Donald Trump's eyes because of corruption, trying to get to the bottom of it. You follow where I'm going with this?
Yep.
And Ukraine's the beneficiary.
Mm-hmm.
So, excuse me, but I don't think we're in any hurry, especially with a country that's been corrupt. Oh, they were under siege. We're helping in a lot of ways. Trust me, helping in a lot of ways.
But
Nancy Pelosi is the one that should be put up on charges right now. She is, for political reasons, blatantly. This was done a year ago.
But she said they have to. There's more. I saw her say it.
We are moving positively in terms of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
Okay.
Again, it all comes down to enforcement. Enhancement, too. We have. I do believe that if we can get this to the place it needs to be, which is imminent, that this can be a template for future trade agreements, a good template.
Does she think we're that stupid?
Exactly!
Does she think we're that dumb that her enhancements made more time? Look, the Speaker of the House is going to put their imprint on legislation. I get that. I mean, she's going to negotiate, she's going to do all that, but this is a joke. This was agreed to a year ago. Today, we're 369 days since it was agreed to. I mean, it should have been voted on at least 6 months ago, maybe more. So that's where our ire should go. I don't know what we should do, but you've had some great ideas that could affect some real change on this, so let's keep those going. And anything else on your mind, on any topic, straight ahead on What's On Your Mind.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
InterOffice and Herman Miller are the perfect team to help you create a new, beautiful, and efficient office setting. If you're thinking about moving or upgrading your office, talk to the team at InterOffice. Their experienced consultants, combined with the quality and functionality of the Herman Miller design, make for a super customer experience while you think through the many options of style and layouts. InterOffice and Herman Miller, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. Environments for life.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City. Home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, morning man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all alone.
Back on What's On Your Mind, home of the great deals from MyPillow, including the deal that we really had fun with talking about earlier this week. That was the 2-for-1 deal, buy one, get one, on Giza Dream Sheets. you get in bed at the end of the night, slide in, and you're never going to feel anything so smooth as this. It's just like, it just completely embraces you with this total feeling of comfort. Just smooth sheets. They're just fantastic. You notice the difference instantly. And you will every time you get, I think I have a pair a year ago, and I notice it every time I slide in. I love them. And right now, buy one, get one, plus free shipping. It's a heck of a deal. It won't last forever. So stock up for all your Christmas gift giving. Or how about the towels? 30% off with the promo code SCOTT. Or the body pillow, $89.99, now $29.99, up to 50% off on about everything. You go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, click on that, then put in the promo code SCOTT, or call them, that's easier, 800-506-9028. Do that today. John in Dawson, Minnesota or North Dakota? Dawson, John.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Are you Dawson, Minnesota, or Dawson, North Dakota?
Dawson, North Dakota, Lake Isabel.
There you go. Beautiful Lake Isabel. What's on your mind today?
Well, you gave me a topic this morning that I kind of dreamt about last night and thought that what we need to have Trump do is take a little offense with America First. The idea being that Nancy has said she can do lots of things, chew gum and walk and talk at the same time. Well, let's veto the extension for the spending bill and hand it back to her and say, okay, I will sign that. I have no problem with it, except it's got one thing in it, Planned Parenthood. I want all the monies taken out of that. And then the second thing is it's got to come over at that same time with the UMCA bill, and you pass that or work on it, veto it. I don't care. If you don't like what I'm telling you, raise enough votes and veto or override my veto. Take them on. America First.
Yeah, America First. He does that well. One problem with your idea, and I love it, you know, it's just another checkmate. Number one, they seem to always win in the court of public opinion on government shutdown. I don't know why, but they do.
That's a fallacy. You're dreaming on that one with the idea that if you put the American people first in this, government spending is what we want to cut out, and we're not doing that message well enough.
Yeah, I think what we need to do
as it goes is to be Nancy Pelosi shutting it down, because you're not asking for anything exceptional.
Yeah, and the second thing is the Planned Parenthood deal. That's their holy grail. That's the altar they worship at.
That's what you give the option for. You say, okay, those are my two things. Now you can negotiate with me. I'll only take one. That's fine. But you got to get on your stick. You got to talk about this stuff.
I love it, John. I love it. And hopefully the president will hear us. Senator Kevin Cramer will be on Monday now, not today, but I'm gonna pose that to him, okay? I'm going to give him your suggestion right here, and we'll see what he says.
It's one of those things that I just believe the press and everybody else is out to lunch on all of this stuff. There is no reason that we don't just hit them between the eyes with everything, and I'm sorry, they're lying, cheating, and stealing, and we're not getting the press to even tell a word about it. So
Spending, John, I don't think, okay, if I had a pie chart here and we said, here's the amount of spending that we can actually affect in these deals, it's such a small sliver compared to the stuff that is quote-unquote untouchable that unless we say, look, you know, we've got to extend the age of retirement. People are living longer, you know, whatever. Pick something where you can get some reasonable people on both sides to agree to it. You're never going to tackle this spending problem. The vast majority of spending is untouchable right now. That can't be. I mean, that's like saying, okay, well, you know what? I'm not going to give up this, that, the other thing, but I might be able to give up candy bars. I might go along with that. Maybe pop. I don't know. But everything else, 90% of the budget, I'm not touching. You can't touch it. Well, you're not going to fix the problem.
You're right. You're right in some aspects, except we've never been told the truth on a lot of that stuff. Look at the State Department. How many of those people did we need right now, does it show? Any of them that were there?
You
the State Department budget in one-third of it.
Right, but that's not protected spending.
You're running right now.
Yeah, that's part of what we're talking about, though. That's in that small sliver. You know, State Department spending is in that small sliver.
You've got to start somewhere, don't you?
Yeah, I agree. But I just think we're, you know, if we only deal with the 10% and not the 90, it's going to be a long road to hoe. But I like your spirit. And John's call, if you could, Kevin, I'd like to pull and use for Senator Cramer. So we can talk about his negotiating idea
with
Nancy Pelosi. We'll play it on Monday. Senator Cramer's going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour on Monday now. Okay? Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. And by the way, I should tell you this. We've added a guest in Senator Cramer's place, at least for half the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. And that is Ambassador Dowd, who's with the U.S. Trade Representative's Office. He's the chief ag negotiator. USMCA, the China deal. We'll ask him about all of those. So stay tuned. Let's go to Elgin, North Dakota, and Don. Don, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, sir. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Okay, how are you doing today? Good, good.
Sunny and beautiful and 20-some degrees. I'm a happy guy.
Exactly right. Yeah. Clear out the sinuses. Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, there you go, especially when you're coming down with a cold. Here's the kicker. The wife loves. I hope it's okay to say the TV show. Can we mention a TV show?
Sure, yeah.
On here? Okay, the Gutfeld show on Fox?
Yeah.
If you get a chance, you have got to watch it. It's hilarious. They have a comedian that does an excellent, man. I don't want to, this Adam, whatever, I don't want to call him his name. Kind of a nasty, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, he does a perfect show, comedic, you know, skit on it. And it's hilarious. Everything he does is just great. And if you want to see something funny about him, you got to watch the Gutfeld show.
It's good. Huh? I've seen it. You know, it's a weekend thing, so I run across it occasionally on the – and I like Greg Gutfeld. He's just got a kind of wry sense of humor and does a nice job when he's on the Five. But I've only seen the Greg Gutfeld show sparingly, and they're usually laughing and screwing around. And those kind of shows, right. I usually turn away from. I don't like yuck yuck. Give me the give me what I need to hear and go. But for you, Don, I will watch this. And you're saying watch for the comedian, huh?
Yes, sir. I do not know the name of the comedian, but he does it. Actually, he looks the eyes. You know, you're always talking about the eyes.
Yeah.
The highlighting of his cheeks also. It looks like he uses red rouge or something on his cheeks all the time.
Are you talking about the big guy that's in chains and the jeans and stuff? Is that?
No, not the big guy. No. It's a completely different comedian. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, check it out. Appreciate the call, Don. Okay. Thank you. Rick in South Fargo, you are next. What were you going to say?
Gutfeld had a great line. This is not an impeachment hearing. It's an HR meeting.
That's about it. More after this. Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there. And being that close to Watford City, it gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House wrapping up the public hearings on the impeachment inquiry into President Trump for now, with no further hearings on the schedule, though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not ruled out the possibility of more closed-door depositions and perhaps even more public hearings after that. President Trump calling the revelation that an FBI official is being investigated for changing records just the beginning. The president saying on Fox and Friends this morning that by the time it's over, it will be the biggest political scandal of the century.
There are reports that the Justice Department's investigation discovered that someone changed records related to the surveillance of the Trump campaign. Stocks higher this morning so far after the president says a new deal trade-wise with China seems to be close. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by Pipers today. Pipers is famous for land auctions, land management, real estate. Got a great team, well known in the region, and their equipment auctions are another one I've been very impressed with lately, hearing all kinds of great stories about the success they're having. Got a good lineup coming up in December, the Williston Construction and Farm Equipment Auction, Thursday, December 12th. And then a whole host of auctions begin in 2020, of course. And on the land side, oh boy, Trail County, Wednesday, December 4th, 160 acres. December 5th, Thursday, Rolette County, 950 acres. A written bid lease on 1,312 crop, pasture, hayland, and farmstead acreage in Logan County, North Dakota. Find out more about these. Same with Pope County, Minnesota. 1,500 acres down there in a land lease. Ward County, 200 plus acres. All coming up here. So go to pipers.com to find out more details or call them for a catalog. They'd love to send you one. 877-700-4099. I want to give a quick shout out to some heroes and some leaders that were honored last night with the Staff Sergeant Andrew P. Nelson Award for Outstanding Leadership and Service. Andrew Nelson was an Eagle Scout in Moorhead, remarkable young man, exemplified the Scout oath and Scout law, dedicated his life to serving others, served four tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan, unbelievable, with the 82nd Airborne Division, and died August 29, 2007 in Iraq while on that fourth tour of duty. So these awards from the Northern Lights, Council of the Boy Scouts, last night were in his honor, and it was great fun. General Al Dorman, North Dakota National Guard commander, handed these out last night, and Wayne Casebeer, active with the West Fargo VFW, Marine Corps League, Red River Raiders, Senior Commandant, Military Order of Cooties, Pup 10-8, American Legion, Department of North Dakota, involved with the United Way. Incredible. Served in the Marine Corps Reserve, the North Dakota National Guard. And active in scouting with Troop 472, wins one of those awards. Mark Nelson, police chief now of Grand Forks, been in law enforcement since 1984, started in Ward County. Joined the Army National Guard in 95. Did the Army Reserves as a medical specialist out of high school. Active for 13 years as a medical specialist. Just incredible, these folks. Still active in scouting as well. Tia Jorgensen with the North Dakota Army National Guard. one of 15 individuals appointed by the governor to the North Dakota Task Force of Veterans Affairs, vice chair of the North Dakota Suicide Prevention Council, active advocate for mental health. I mean, these people, I could go on forever talking about what they do. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Their greatest volunteer passion, Team Red, White, and Blue, enriching the lives of America's veterans by connecting them to their community through physical and social activity. Jeffrey Jones, North Dakota Army National Guard veteran, started in 84, rose to the rank of sergeant, was commander, Air Defense Artillery, 188th, science teacher for Fargo Public Schools, continuing this work. Tia, by the way, chapter captain in Bismarck to this day. I mean, it's just, it goes on and on and on. Jason Benson. I mean, I literally could read for half an hour the accolades of these folks. Colonel Benson grew up in Jamestown, joined the Army in 89, infantryman with the U.S. Army Honor Guard in D.C. until 91, Minnesota Army National Guard, 91 to 96. Combat infantryman badge, expert infantry badge, ranger tab, airborne badge. Worked for the Cass County Highway Department for 19 years. Member of the National Infantry Association. So folks from all across the state, scout leaders, military leaders, honored, wonderful event. Really enjoyed being part of it. MC'd the event last night. So much character there. And, you know, if we're going to meet the workforce needs of our businesses in the future, we're going to need leaders. We're going to need heroes. Same thing with our military. So it's important that we honor them. It really is. Rick in South Fargo, you're next. Thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
I'd say, you know, there's a recording of this call somewhere. And so that tells me that the impeachment is basically just a nasty cover, a line of cover for their gun control shenanigans that they've been pulling off last week with Project Guardian. You guys, all you gun owners need to look up is Project Guardian. Department of Justice introduces Project Guardian. There's a recording of this call. You can't call Fleet Farm without your call being recorded for quality assurance. So if this was for real, the Trump administration's lawyers would demand it.
Let me see if I follow you, Rick. You're saying the recording of the call. Oh, he hung up. I got lost at Fleet Farm there. I'm not sure the president called Fleet Farm. I think he called the president of the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying there's a call recorded. I don't think there is, by the way.
I think that's why they have people listening. I don't think they record everyone.
Right.
That's why they have transcripts for them.
They do like,
I don't think they roll tape on everyone.
They do like a readout of the call, and then they do a loose transcript of the call. So I don't think there was a recording. But I don't know. I'll keep going here because I don't want to get stuck on Project Guardian, but we'll check that out.
I'm reading a little bit of it right now.
I think what he's saying is there's some sort of a...
So there's a new initiative designed to reduce gun violence and enforce federal firearm laws across the country. Specifically, Project Guardian focuses on investigating, prosecuting, and preventing gun crimes. Sounds like more overreach to me.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a... Is it a project of the United States?
Yeah, Attorney General William Barr announced the launch of Project Guardian, a nationwide strategic plan to reduce gun violence.
Well, gun violence.
How do we just reduce violence?
Yeah.
We just reduce the violence?
I'm all for that. Fred and Wing, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, good show so far, Scott. Morning to everyone. Sometimes when you read that Bible, it just fits, doesn't it?
It just fits. Yeah, in fact, most times, which is why I recommend it highly, because you find what you need right there.
When you brought up Job, a lot of that fits our farming situation this year.
You bet.
Job let Satan go and do some bad stuff to Job. Before that, Job was getting along all right. He had enough time to get his harvest done. He had enough time to take care of his cattle, all his hay. And this year, Satan took that away from us. God allowed it. You know, you have to say he probably allowed it to happen. Why? Maybe some people out there, maybe we need to get into the book like he did and read a little bit and find out what Job... You know, Job was the biggest farmer rancher. He's bigger than anybody that I know. He had 30,000 acres of pasture, 30,000 acres of farmland. And all of a sudden, it was just like it was, he couldn't do anything. It was all taken from him. And I think there's a lot of people out there that probably feel that way. I go to the elevator the other day, and I see people who are good, hardworking men, and they try and everything in their own power to try to get it to work, and it's just not happening for them, you know? And I think maybe God wants them to come back, wants everybody to come back, read that Bible, dedicate your lives, rededicate your lives to God, read how things are, and God will get you through it. And when Job got done, he was blessed double. So, you know, God, sometimes lets Satan come after us. And when you look at all this, weather started in July last year, it seems like it's an attack from Satan himself. We have to believe these things are true. And I really appreciate having a show like this where we can talk about anything in our lives, and the Bible should be part of it, Scott. And thank you for that.
Great advice, Fred. Thank you very much. Appreciate it a ton. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Just remember that. John, who's going through Hope, North Dakota. Don't you love going through Hope? I've gone through Hope before, too. And I look up at that, water tower, and I say, Hope, North Dakota. Can you believe that? A name like that for a town just kind of gives you a sense of peace, doesn't it, John?
Yes, it does. Hey, this call regards a discussion you had yesterday with, I believe her name was Julie. And she called in, and she was a little worried about how far this country has gone and some of the un-American things that are going on with the Democrat Party and how hard Trump is fighting it. But she was a little worried that we might be past the point of no return. I don't know if you remember that discussion or not yesterday.
I do. I love them all.
But, yeah, but there was a part that really scared me, and that was you when you said, if Donald Trump gets reelected, then the deep state is done. And that's a scary thought, because the deep state is just hoping we think that. Because this fight is going to have to go on way past Donald Trump. Donald Trump is going to get there, hopefully, is getting a good start on it. But those people aren't going to give up. And I would say you've probably got 30-40% of the Republican Party that would love to take it back to the way it was before Trump, led by probably Mitt Romney. So the idea that if Donald Trump gets reelected, that they might be knocked for a loop, but we got to be thinking about what happens after Donald Trump too.
Well, yeah, we can
people that are committed to fight like Donald Trump is, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I think we can squabble about what his victory would mean, but my point is they don't want it, because if he's got another 4 years to drain that swamp and expose that, you know, they're on the ropes. They are on the ropes. Do we ever want to let off the gas from fighting this? No, I think more than ever they've been exposed. These impeachment hearings have exposed it. What he's dealing with. And don't forget, I have a friend in the White House who said the first 2 years of the administration, 80% of the place was fighting them. Imagine going to work every day where 80% of the place was against you. And these were people you were paying.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't make that up. So
and he's a leader of a party. And I'm telling you that he wasn't getting much help from the Republican Party during those first 2 years either.
True that, John. Appreciate the call. Corey and Kenmare next. Jeff in Jamestown. We have some of the president's interview today on Fox and Friends. It was 50 minutes long. We have the top ag negotiator for the USTR coming up to talk USMCA and the China deal. And I found a clip from comedian Tom Shalhoub. He's the guy that does nursery rhymes on Greg Gutfeld. So that was the guy was talking about.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins and Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins and Kronk at Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins and Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Oliver, Stark, Trail, Botno, Golden Valley, Cavalier, Pembina, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota. And the following counties in Minnesota: Ottertail, Clay, Becker, and Nicolet. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Pipers.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Breaking news from Representative Ilhan Omar, that distinguished NDSU alum that represents the radical left in the United States Congress from Minnesota. She has introduced a new piece of legislation. Nice to know that they're actually introducing pieces of legislation in addition to this shift circus that's going on.
Trying to lower the debt issue.
Yeah.
Good program to help the farmers.
No, it's Homes for All Act.
Oh!
Guaranteeing housing for everyone in the U.S.
There you go.
Yep. Because housing is a human right.
So we just quit our jobs, we'll get a free house in the government?
Yeah. Yeah, let's quit, guys.
Oh.
Should we?
Yeah. Oh. No, I'm not going to do that.
She is. The bill calls for the construction of 12 million public housing units. Yeah.
Wow.
You can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. Corey and Kenmare, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, first off, I want to tell you that I'm not against the USMCA trade agreement. What I am against is guys like you and even Kramer and them guys saying how much it's going to help the farmer. It's going to help the corn farmer. It's going to help the potato farmer. It's going to help the dairyman. But us guys that can't raise the corn on the western side of the state and get the big good yields, we get absolutely nothing out of it. And I've talked with Kramer's egg guy, I've talked to Hovind's egg guy, and they're in agreement. I've read the USMCA agreement. We get absolutely nothing as a wheat and canola producer out of this agreement. And then Fargo sent out that tech magazine, and in there was the exporting prime minister or whatever out of Canada bragging about how they got in this agreement that they don't have to reduce their wheat or canola exports to the United States. I don't understand why we can't implement something. Like when I go to sell my canola, it's based on whatever it's trading for on the Canadian exchange, and then it gets cut again by the exchange rate. Why can't we do something like that on wheat? If they want to bring down their wheat down here and get $6 for it, that's fine. Pay them in Canadian $6 so that it's a level playing field. I'm so tired of everybody saying, oh, this is all good for the farmer. It's so good for the farmer. Specify. It's good for the corn farmer, possibly even some of the soybean guys, but it's not good for the wheat. They get absolutely nothing on the wheat side, nothing on the canola side, nothing on the oat side, nothing on the small grain side. So I'd like somebody to speak about that part of it. Why did that get into this agreement?
Yeah, we have the chief negotiator for the USTR going to join us next hour, so I'll ask him that question. Who was the Canadian official that you said?
She was the prime minister of export. I don't remember her name, but it's in that Fargo Tech magazine that was sent out, and it was talking about all the new technology and farming and all of that stuff and all the different things that are going to happen
Fargo,
over the next 20 years. And
Fargo Inca, yeah. That was talking about the Grand Farm. I'll bet that's the one that you're talking about. I don't know for sure, but I'll try and find that before I talk to him so I can quote that person exactly. You mentioned that there was a provision that dealt with the reduction of exports on the corn and soybean side, but not on the wheat side. Where is there a...
No. There's no reduction. That's what I'm saying is the corn guys get awesome benefit out of this. I mean, the guys around here, they get $4 for their corn, take it up into Canada to the feedlots. That's great. I'm not balking them guys one bit. It's just I can't raise corn on this side of the state. 100 bushel corn is not profitable versus the guys in the valley that are getting 200, 250 bushels. So corn is not an...
I think I heard you say that other commodities had an agreement with Canada where they would reduce their exports. Wheat did not get that. Which ones did? Is there a specific agreement?
There's nothing like that. I didn't say that. Or if I did, I misspoke. There's nothing like I talked to Kramer before on your radio station. When we go to sell our canola, ADM looks at, okay, what's it trading for on the Canadian wheat board, or not wheat board, but their Canadian exchange. Then they figure out, they factor out the grain or the currency exchange, so it gets reduced by that, and then that's what the price is, what they give us. So these Canadians get to haul their stuff down here, basically, and make 25% more, because that's where the currency exchange is at right now.
Sure.
Same with wheat. And if you look at it, like the mill and mine it is 50 to 75 cents less than the state mill in Grand Forks, because the state mill in Grand Forks cannot accept Canadian grain. So they got to pay a price that is actually profitable to the farmer. Like right now, starting in December, I can get $8 for my derm if I want to haul it to the state mill. I get $7.50 if I can get it in before Wednesday, and then the price is going to drop again.
But the bottom line for our next guest, as far as you're concerned, is there's not enough for the smaller grains in the USMCA. Great for corn, soybeans.
Correct.
Other things, but not, got it. All right, well,
I want the other question of the MFP. Like out here, our land got valued way less, even though canola took a bigger hit than soybeans ever did in this trade agreement. I mean, we should be $3 higher on canola.
That's a USDA question, though, not a USTR
right.
question.
Well, I didn't know if he was in charge
yeah,
of that.
This guy's the United States Trade Representative, Chief Ag Negotiator, so he's the one negotiating on behalf of Ag in the trade deal. So we will talk about your first question,
and save
your MFP question would be for Senator Kramer, who will be here Monday in the second hour callback. Jeff Jamestown, William Minot, David.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, Superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great taxpaying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.